Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Labhante Brahma Nirvana. Rishyakshina Kamasa
Rishyakshina Kamasa
Chena Dvaitaya Tatmana
Chena Dvaitaya Tatmana
Sarvabhuta Hiteirataha
Sarvabhuta Hiteirataha.
I'll do the translation.
Překlad a význam od Šri Prabhupády. Ti, kdo jsou pozneseny nad protiklady, již vyvstávají z pochyb, jejich smysl je obrácena dovnitř, kdo neustále jednají pro blaho všech živých bytostí a jsou prosti hříchů, dosahují osvobození na úrovni nejvyššího. Význam. Pro blaho všech živých bytostí jedná jen ten, kdo si je plně vědom Kršny. Zná-li někdo Kršnu, co by zdroj všeho a jedná-li s tímto vědomím, pak pracuje pro všechny. Lidstvo trpí kvůli zapomenutí na to, že Kršnovi patří všechen požitek, že je svrchovaným vlastníkem všeho a nejlepším přítelem každého. Probouzet toto vědomí v celé společnosti je tedy tou největší prvotřídní dobročinností. V ní nemůže být někdo zapojen, aniž by byl osvobozený na úrovni nejvyššího. Ten, kdo si je vědom Kršny, nemá žádné pochyby o Kršnově svrchovanosti, protože je zcela oproštěn od všech hříchů. To je stav božské lásky. Každý, kdo pouze pečuje o hmotný blahobyt společnosti, nemůže nikomu skutečně pomoci. Dočasné zmírnění utrpení povrchního těla a mysli živou bytost neuspokojí. Pravou příčinou jejich potíží v těžkém boji o přežití lze nalézt v jejím zapomnění na vztah, který má s nejvyšším pánem. Když se někdo plně vědom svého vztahu s Kršnou, je osvobozenou duší, třeba že se trvává v hmotné schránce.
Om Gyanatam Randasya Gyananjana Sabhakaya Chakshan Bhutam Gyanam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Bhutamko Dvata Lam Bhum Bhum Harite Gurim Yat Kripa Tavaham Bhum Dei Sri Gurave Namaha Bhutam Vanche Kapati Vyashya Kripa Sindhu Vyashya Paditam Bhavane Vyvaishnave Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. This is a very interesting verse.
Toto je velice zajímavý verš.
Krishna, he says that those who are beyond the dualities that arise from doubts.
Krishna zde říká, ti, kdo jsou povzneseni nad protiklady, jež vyvstávají z pochyb.
This one statement is very deep.
Toto jedna věta, tak to je opravdu velice hluboká.
In other words, if we're faithful that Krishna, he's the supreme controller and whatever he does is good, then a devotee will understand that he's never in anxiety.
Jinými slovy, když máme plnou víru v to, že Krishna cokoliv udělá, tak je vždy dobré, tak takový oddaný potom nemá nikdy žádný strach, žádné utrpení neprožívá.
But if we have some doubt about the existence of Krishna, and then when there's some difficulty, then there's happiness and distress, there's anxiety, there's heat and cold, and all these dualities take place.
Ale pokud máme pochyby o tom, jestli je Kršna vůbec Bůh, a tak potom postupně vlastně přichází všechny ty duality hmotného světa.
Just like on book distribution, sometimes there may be some reversal.
Jako při rozdávání knih občas tam může být nějaké takové protichůdné stavy.
For instance, for a long period of time, maybe a couple hours, no one cooperates, no one takes a book.
Jako například po opravdu dlouhý čas, několik hodin, nikdo nespolupracuje a nebere si knihu.
But if we have faith that Krishna is in control and he's doing this somehow for my own purification, then it's good.
Ale pokud máme víru, že Kršna to má všechno pod kontrolou a vše se děje jenom pro moje očištění, tak potom je to dobré.
So book distribution isn't just about our giving knowledge out to people.
Takže rozdávání knih není pouze o tom, že předáváme poznání ostatním.
But it's also Krishna's way of helping us to become purified.
Ale také je to Kršnův způsob, jak nám pomáhá, abychom se očistili.
And it can be very purified.
A může to být opravdu velice očistné.
If we surrender.
Pokud jsme odevzdaní.
But if we're absorbed in the dualities and we start to protest, you know, why is this happening with Krishna? I'm trying, why are you doing this to me?
Ale pokud jsme pohrouženi v dualitách a protestujeme, o Kršno, proč se mi tohle děje, Kršno, proč mi to děláš?
I remember there was one devotee, he was on book distribution and he was having a tough time.
Vzpomínám si tady na jeden příběh, tady byl oddaný, on rozdával knihy a zrovna prožíval takové těžkou chvíli.
And he kind of complained to Krishna. He said, Krishna, I'm doing my part, now come on, you know, help.
A tak nějak se stěžoval a říkal, Krishno, já tady tu svoji část dělám, tak to, pojď, teď ty zase.
Yeah, I'm praying, I'm doing sadhana bhakti, I'm doing everything right now, you know, come on, reciprocate, you know.
Já se modlím, já dělám sadhana bhakti, já tady tu svoji část dělám dobře, tak oplácej, no.
We can't force Krishna.
Ale my nemůžeme nutit Kršnu.
So Krishna, he wants us to, as well as people getting knowledge of him, he also wants us to get purified.
A Kršna stejně tak jako chce, aby se o něm lidé dozvěděli, tak také chce, abychom se očistili.
And that purification, Prabhupada mentions here in the purport.
A tady toto očištění Prabhupada zmiňuje ve významu.
That we understand, Krishna, he is the enjoyer.
Tak můžeme chápat, že Kršna, on je ten poživatel.
He is the proprietor.
On je ten, kdo vše zařizuje.
And he's the friend of all living entities.
A on je přítel všech živých bytostí.
So Krishna puts us through difficulties to help us understand this reality.
Takže Krishna nás dává do těžkých situací, abychom pochopili tuto realitu.
As conditioned souls, we want to be the enjoyer.
Jako podmíněné duše, my chceme být ten poživatel.
Even we try to enjoy sankirtan.
My se snažíme užívat si na sankirtanu.
We try to enjoy the name, the fame, the adoration.
My se snažíme užívat si toho jména, slávy, toho opěvování.
Or we go out and we just enjoy, you know, talking to people, relating with people, you know, having a good time, you know, just, you know.
A nebo jdeme ven a užíváme si tady těch vztahů s těmi lidmi a interakcí s nimi.
But no, this activity is for the pleasure of Krishna.
Ale ne, tato činnost je pro potěšení Kršny.
Just like every day we make offerings to the Lord, we make bhoga offerings to the Lord.
Tak jako každý den, tak děláme tady ty bhoga oběti, nabídnutí Pánu.
And so book distribution, it's an offering to the Lord.
Takže rozdávání knih, to je taky takové nabídnutí, oběť Pánu.
Therefore, before I start book distribution, I say, Krishna, please accept this as an offering to you.
A proto vždycky, než začnu rozdávat knihy, tak se modlím. Krishno, prosím, přijmi tuto činnost jako oběť pro tebe.
Because there's a statement in the Srimad Bhagavatam, tapyante lokatapena, that it's very common for devotees of the Lord to accept voluntary austerity to help relieve the suffering of the people in general.
Protože je řečeno ve Srimad Bhagavatamu, že oddaný dobrovolně přijímá utrpení, aby pomohl odlehčit utrpení všech živých bytostí.
And this verse goes on to say that, and this is the highest method of worshiping Krishna. You want some more space back there?
A ten verš pokračuje, že toto je ten nejlepší způsob, jak uctívat nejvyššího Pána Krishnu.
In so many ways, people are worshiping God.
A tolika mnoha způsoby lidé uctívají Boha.
But according to this verse, the highest method, the highest way we can worship Krishna, is by giving his message out to the people.
Ale podle tohoto verše ten nejlepší a nejvyšší způsob, jak uctívat Kršnu, tak je dávat jeho poselství lidem.
So this is the highest deity worship.
Takže toto je ten nejvyšší způsob uctívání božstev.
So Srila Prabhupada said it can't be emphasized enough.
Srila Prabhupada říkal, že to nemůže být přezdůrazněno.
The importance of getting this knowledge out to the people.
Ta důležitost dávání tohoto poznání lidem.
And ourselves also getting purified.
A také získávání očištění sami pro sebe.
Tapa, anybody know the meaning of tapa?
Někdo ví význam toho slova tapa?
What's tapa mean?
Austerity.
It also means fire.
Tapa také znamená oheň.
Austerity, but also fire.
Odříkání, ale také oheň.
Fire is very purifying.
A oheň je velice očistný.
Just like the way they purify gold is I think they melt all the impurities out, right?
Tak jako když oni očišťují zlato, tak oni rozpustí všechny ty nečistoty.
And I think what is it? 24 karat gold is the purest gold.
A jak je to? 24 karátové zlato je to nejčistší.
And it's very soft.
A je velice jemné.
Because it's so pure.
Protože je tak čisté.
So they have to mix metals into it, you know, just to make it hard.
Takže oni do toho musí přimíchávat různé kovy, aby to zlato tak nějak zhrublo.
So by doing austerity, by doing tapa, we enter into the fire of ordeal.
Takže tím, že vykonáváme odříkání, tapasu, tak vstupujeme do ohně.
Ordeal, fire of ordeal, like difficulty.
Do toho ohně těžkostí.
And we get purified.
A tak se očišťujeme.
So just as gold in connection with fire the impurities come out, or same thing with butter, you if you melt butter then the impurities come out and you come up with ghee.
A tak stejným způsobem jako to zlato se očišťuje v ohni, tak i když zahříváme máslo a získáváme ghee, tak tam vlastně vyplavou ty nečistoty.
So the gold becomes very soft when it's very pure, so similarly the living entity, when we're free of all impurities, the heart also becomes soft.
A tak stejně jako to zlato je velice jemné, když je zbaveno všech nečistot, tak i živá bytost, když se více a více očišťuje, tak se stává jemnější.
There's one interesting pastime of Srila Prabhupada.
Tady je jedna velice zajímavá zábava Srila Prabhupády.
He was in some place in Europe where it was cold and he was on his morning walk and there was ice puddles.
Tak tady on byl v Evropě, kde bylo velice chladno, on byl na své ranní procházce a tam byl nějaký led.
So Prabhupada would walk and he would break these ice puddles.
Tak Prabhupada chodil a ničil tady ty ledové kaluže.
He'd take a few more steps and he'd see another ice puddle and he would break this ice puddle.
A udělal pár kroků a potom zase uviděl nějakou zamrzlou kaluž a tak ji rozbil.
And Prabhupada's servant knew that Prabhupada is very deep, so he thought maybe there's a message in this.
A Prabhupádův služebník věděl, že Prabhupáda je velice hluboký, a tak si říkal, tak tam bude asi nějaká zpráva tady v tom, co dělá.
So he asked Prabhupada.
A tak se zeptal Prabhupády.
Prabhupada, you keep on breaking these ice puddles. Is there any message behind this?
Prabhupádo, vy tady rozbíjíte ty louže, je zatím nějaké poselství?
And Prabhupada said yes.
A Prabhupáda říká ano.
The nature of water is that it's soft.
Přirozenost vody je, že je jemná.
And warm.
A teplá.
But when the water comes in contact with the cold, the very cold, then it becomes hard and the water becomes cold.
Ale pokud se ta voda dostane do styku s chladem, tak ta voda stvrdne a je také studená.
So similarly, the nature of the living entity, the nature of the heart of the living entity is that it's soft and warm.
A stejně taky přirozenost té živé bytosti, to srdce živé bytosti je přirozeně jemné a takové vřelé.
But because the living entity has come in contact with Maya, the heart has become hard and gold.
Ale protože živá bytost se dostala do kontaktu s májou, tak to srdce stvrdne a je úplně studené.
So I have come to smash that.
Takže já jsem přišel, abych tohle zničil.
And he did a good job.
A odvedl opravdu dobrou práci.
He has a very soft heart.
Měl velice jemné srdce.
Very warm, gentle heart.
A vřelé, příjemné srdce.
So he was also able to soften the hearts of so many living entities.
Takže byl také schopen zjemnit srdce tolika živých bytostí.
So Krishna, he makes arrangements for us to get purified so that we can help other living entities.
Takže Krishna, on dělá aranžmány pro to, abychom se očistili, abychom mohli pomáhat ostatním živým bytostem.
Because if we aren't pure, how are we going to help others?
Protože pokud my sami nejsme čistí, jak můžeme pomoci ostatním?
So he makes arrangements for us to get purified.
Takže on zařizuje aranžmány, abychom se očistili.
And when we find ourselves in difficulties, don't waste those difficulties. Those are opportunities to grow in Krishna consciousness.
Takže když tady se nacházíme potom v nějaké obtížné situaci, tak bychom neměli proplítvat tyto obtížné situace. Oni to jsou velké příležitosti, jak růst ve vědomí Kršny.
And therefore there's a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which Srila Prabhupada said is the guide for all devotees of Krishna.
A proto ve Srimad Bhagavatamu je jeden verš, o kterém Srila Prabhupada řekl, že to je takové vodítko pro všechny oddané Kršny.
And this was spoken by Lord Brahma to Krishna in the 14th chapter of the 10th canto.
A řekl ho pán Brahma pánu Kršnovi ve 14. kapitole 10. zpěvu.
You know, Lord Brahma, he had heard that that this cowherd boy, he's the supreme lord. Yeah, so he kind of wanted tests, so he took away the cowherd boys, took away the cows to see what would happen.
Takže pán Brahma, on slyšel, že tady ten pasáček krav, takže to je nejvyšší pán, a tak chtěl tak nějak otestovat, co se vlastně stane, a proto vlastně vzal pryč ty telátka a pasáčky krav.
So he took them away and put them in some nidra, some sleep.
Takže on je takhle odvedl pryč a uložil je do nějakého takového spánku.
And then he went back and found they were still there.
A potom se vrátil zpátky a zjistil, že tam ještě pořád jsou.
So he was a little, it's called the Brahma Vimohana Lila. He was a little bewildered. Like, how is this?
No, tak to zábava se jmenuje Brahma Vimohana Lila. A on byl úplně zmatený a říkal si, co se to děje.
And then these cowherd boys and cows that he saw, they all manifest forearm forms of Vishnu.
A potom všichni ty pasáčci a telátka, tak oni manifestovali čtyřrukou podobu Višnua.
And then he thought, uh-oh.
A potom to pochopil.
I'm in trouble.
Teď jsem v potížích.
So he started offering wonderful prayers.
A tak začal nabízet nejvyššímu pánu úžasné modlitby.
And those are that 14th chapter, the prayers of Lord Brahma.
A to je právě v té 14. kapitole modlitby pána Brahmy.
So, in the nectar devotion,
a v nektaru oddanosti.
Prabhupada says that this verse is the guide for all devotees of Krishna.
A v tom nektaru oddanosti Prabhupada říká, že tento verš je průvodcem pro všechny oddané Kršny.
So we should all know this verse.
Tak bychom všichni měli znát tento verš.
If you know it, you can chant it with me.
Pokud ho znáte, tak ho zpívejte se mnou.
Tatena kampam susamik samano bunjana evabhi kutam vipakam pridvala kurvir ridham namaste jivete yomukti pute sadaiva. A lot of you don't know it.
Mnoho z vás ho nezná.
Sangitam Prabhu knows it. So you should all know this verse.
Všichni bychom měli znát tento verš.
There's no other verse where Prabhupada said this is the guide for all devotees.
Není žádný jiný verš, o kterém by Prabhupáda řekl, že to je průvodce pro všechny oddané.
10, 14, 8.
10, 14, 8.
So he says,
Takže on říká.
So this is a verse that is the mood of a devotee. When there's difficulty, a devotee doesn't protest or blame God. He always thinks this is happening due to my own past activities, and actually I deserved much worse. But Krishna is very kind. He's just given me a little bit of what I deserve.
Takže v tom verši se říká, že to je vlastně nálada oddaného, který je v obtížné situaci. On nelamentuje nebo nenaříká, ale chápe, že všechno, co se děje, tak je vlastně jeho dřívější karma a že ve skutečnosti dostává jenom malou částečku z toho, co by ho mělo potkat, a tak je Kršnovi vděčný.
So if we have that mood, then whatever reversal, whatever difficulty may come, devotee thinks, well, but this is Krishna's kindness, so he just continues on in his Krishna consciousness.
Takže potom, když jsme v této náladě, tak do jakékoliv obtížné situace se dostaneme, tak tu situaci potom vidíme zkrátka jako Kršnovu milost a jako Kršnovu laskavost.
Krishna, he really wants us to become purified.
A Kršna, on opravdu chce, abychom se očistili.
He's an ocean of mercy.
On je oceánem milosti.
And Prabhupada says in one purport that Krishna, he is never inattentive in his seeing the desires of the living entities.
A je řečeno, že Krishna tak není nikdy nepozorný v té schopnosti vidět touhy živých bytostí.
Whatever desire we have to serve Krishna, then Krishna, he helps us fulfill that desire.
Jakoukoliv touhu máme sloužit Kršnově, tak Kršna nám pomáhá naplnit tuto touhu.
And Prabhupada said, for every step we take towards Krishna, Krishna he's taken 10 steps towards us.
A Prabhupada říká, že každý krok, který my učiníme ke Kršnovi, tak Kršna dělá 10 kroků k nám.
So he wants to see us grow.
Takže on nás chce vidět růst.
And one may sometimes devotees ask, why is Krishna giving me this test?
A občas se oddaní ptají, proč mi Kršna dává tenhle test?
Doesn't he like me?
On mě nemá rád?
Sometimes there's that doubt.
Tady je občas tato pochybnost.
But and also there, you know, Maya is also there testing.
Ale také je tady Maya, která nás testuje.
But Maya is a devotee.
Ale Maya je oddaná.
So sometimes the tests are very big.
Takže občas ty testy jsou opravdu velké.
And the reason the tests are there are to help us grow.
A ten důvod, proč tady jsou takové testy, je, že nám mají pomoci růst.
Just like in the university, the professor, he gives exams.
Tak jako na univerzitě, tam profesor dává, jsou ty zkoušky.
And sometimes they're very difficult.
A občas jsou velice obtížné.
Now it's not out of enmity that the professor is giving these hard exams.
Ale to není z důvodu nepřátelství, že ten profesor dává obtížné zkoušky.
The exams get harder and harder. Why? So that the student becomes more he learns more about the subject.
Ty testy jsou, nebo zkoušky jsou těžší a těžší, ale proč? Aby ten student se ponořil hlouběji do celé té záležitosti, do toho předmětu.
So Krishna will give us many tests to help us grow in Krishna consciousness.
Takže Krishna nám dá spoustu testů, aby nám pomohl růst ve vědomí Krishny.
And that's good for us.
A to je pro nás dobré.
Otherwise, it's difficult to grow. Imagine if you're like all of us, we were in school, in grade school, and the test always got harder. Imagine if the tests were always the same.
No a teď si představme, že jsme všichni ve škole a místo toho, aby ty testy byly těžší a těžší, tak by to byl pořád stejný test.
How much will we learn?
Kolik bychom se naučili?
Not very much.
No, moc ne.
So every year in school the test got harder and harder and harder.
Takže každý rok ve škole ty testy jsou obtížnější a obtížnější.
And if the students studied nicely, then they would be able to pass and go further, go higher.
A když studenti jsou schopni velice dobře studovat, tak oni projdou a jdou výše a výše.
So Krishna is going to give us many tests, and if we have very good sadhana, then when the tests come, then we'll be able to pass the test very easily.
Takže Kršna nám dá spoustu testů a pokud máme dobrou sádhanu, tak jakmile test přijde, tak projdeme velice snadno.
So therefore this hearing and chanting is very very important.
A proto naslouchání a opěvování je velice velice důležité.
And this is also where we get our enthusiasm to distribute books.
A to je také odkud pochází naše nadšení rozdávat knihy.
Many times Prabhupada would ask sankirtan devotees, are you reading the books?
Častokrát se šel Prabhupada ptal oddaných, čtete tyto knihy?
And quite often they would give Prabhupada a negative answer that Prabhupada, you know, we're reading, you know, we're distributing, we're cooking, we're driving. It's very hard to find time.
A často oddaní dávali negativní odpověď Prabhupádovi. Víte, Prabhupádu, my musíme tady ty knihy rozdávat a vařit a řídit a tak dále. Je velice obtížné se najít nějaký čas na čtení.
And Prabhupada was very upset.
A Prabhupáda byl velice naštvaný.
Then what is the use?
A potom říká, k čemu to teda je?
And people they ask, so what's in the books?
Lidé se zeptají, tak co je v těch knihách?
Oh, we don't know what's in the books. We just distribute them.
No, my nevíme, co je v těch knihách, my jenom rozdáváme.
So Prabhupada said, no, I wrote these books mainly for my disciples.
A Prabhupada říká, ne, já jsem ty knihy napsal hlavně pro své žáky.
So it's very important that we have good sadhana.
Takže opravdu velice důležité, abychom měli dobrou sadhanu.
Then when difficulties come, we can pass.
A potom, když přijdou obtíže, tak snadno projdeme.
There was one instance where a devotee, actually just not far away in Prague, he was distributing books.
Tady je jeden případ, nebo jedna situace, to není tak daleko, v Praze oddaný rozdával knihy.
And he was talking to this person.
A mluvil tady s tou osobou.
And one elderly man came and he was kind of like circumambulating.
A potom přišel takový starší muž, který tak nějak byl kolem.
And he was looking at the books.
A díval se na ty knihy.
And this devotee is thinking, what is this person doing?
A tak ten oddaný se říkal, co to je za osobu.
So then he stopped and said, hey, what are these books about?
A tak potom se zastavil a říká, no o čem jsou tyhle ty knížky?
And then he had to take his attention away from the person he was speaking to, and that gave the person he was speaking to a chance to get away.
A tak ta jeho pozornost vlastně unikla od té osoby, se kterou mluvil, čímž pádem ta osoba odešla.
And he said, well, these are books on yoga and meditation.
On říkal, no, tak tohle jsou knížky o józe a meditaci.
And he was very elderly, so the person he asked a little bit more, and then the devotee said, well, he said, we have the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, and he gave the price, you know, big price, thinking that that would get rid of the guy.
A ta osoba byla trošku starší, a tak se zeptal teda ještě víc, o čem jsou ty knihy. A ten oddaný mu teda odpověděl, že tady máme celý set Srimad Bhagavatamu a dal mu celou vysokou cenu toho Srimad Bhagavatamu. Myslel si, že to tu osobu odradí a ona odejde, ten starší muž.
So he was thinking this person is a problem, he's an obstacle to my service.
Takže on si myslel, tahle osoba je problém, to je překážka v mé službě.
But to his surprise, this elderly man said, oh, okay, I'll take the whole set.
Ale k jeho překvapení, tak ten starší muž říká, no dobře, tak já si vezmu celý set.
And the devotee is like, he was shocked. What?
A ten oddaný, tak on byl úplně šokovaný, jako, cože, co to znamená?
I'll take your whole set.
No, říkám, vezmu si váš celý set.
And he gave a thousand, what do you call the money here?
Koruna.
And he gave a thousand right there.
A okamžitě tam vyplatil ten 1000 korun.
And then he went and he said, I'll bring the rest. How much is a set here?
Something like 3,500.
Yeah. So he gave 1,000 right there, and then he went to get the 2,500 more, and he gave him the whole set.
Takže on na místě zaplatil vlastně 1,000 korun a slíbil, že přinese dalších 2,500.
And the devotee was just completely shocked because he was just thinking this person is a disturbance to me.
A ten oddaný byl úplně šokovaný, protože on si říkal, tato osoba to je jenom rozrušení pro mě.
And right then and there he vowed that he'll never judge a person from his external.
A okamžitě pochopil, nikdy nesuď osobu podle jeho vnějšího vzezření.
So we don't know who's going to take a book, who isn't going to take a book.
Takže my nevíme, kdo si vezme knihu a kdo si nevezme knihu.
And so Krishna, he makes arrangements so that we can see that you think you know, but you don't know.
Takže Krishna, on dělá ty aranžmány, protože my si myslíme, že víme, ale Krishna nám ukazuje, že nevíme.
And we don't know what the result of this book distribution is going to be.
A my také nevíme, co bude výsledkem tady toho rozdávání knih.
It's just like if you put water on a stove to get the water to boil.
To je jako když dáte vodu na sporák, aby se ta voda začala vařit.
So the first couple minutes you don't see any difference.
To prvních pár minut nevidíme vůbec žádný rozdíl.
And one might think, well, nothing's happening.
A člověk si může myslet, no, nic se neděje.
Yeah. And then after 5 minutes, and I guess you start seeing maybe some smoke coming up.
A po nějakých 5 minutách, tak můžeme vidět, že možná nějaký ten kouř, dým vychází.
Yeah. And then what is it? 100 Celsius, it starts boiling or something. Hmm.
A potom tady těch 100 stupňů, tak se to začne vařit, ta voda.
So we've been distributing books actually for a short time.
Takže my jsme ve skutečnosti rozdávali knihy krátký čas.
So we don't know what the result is going to be.
Protože my nevíme, jaký bude ten výsledek.
If we distribute, keep distributing these books.
Ale pokud budeme pokračovat s tím rozdáváním knih.
There may be a time when Krishna consciousness becomes very prominent within society.
Tak může přijít čas, kdy Krishna vědomí bude velice prominentní v rámci společnosti.
There was an interesting thing about one Christian priest. He was very favorable to the devotees.
Tady zajímavý příběh o jednom křesťanském knězi, který byl velice příznivý vůči oddaným.
And he loved reading Prabhupada's books.
A on miloval čtení Prabhupádových knih.
So he predicted. He said, in the future, I predict that your Prabhupada is going to be more famous than Jesus Christ.
Já předpovídám, že v budoucnosti váš Prabhupada bude slavnější než Ježíš Kristus.
Of course, we may not see that.
Samozřejmě, my to možná neuvidíme.
But already he is very, very famous.
Ale už teď on je velice slavný.
And we have so much wonderful information about Prabhupada.
A my máme tolik úžasných informací o Prabhupádovi.
Practically anybody that hears about Prabhupada is just amazed.
Rozhodně takové, že kdokoliv slyší o Prabhupádovi, tak je úplně udiven.
And therefore a lot of people join this movement because of reading this condensed version of the Prabhupada Lilamrita.
A tak proto spousta lidí se připojilo k tomuto hnutí, když četli tu skondenzovanou verzi Prabhupádova životopisu.
So more and more people are going to hear the glories of Srila Prabhupada.
Takže více a více lidí bude slyšet slávu Srila Prabhupády.
And Krishna.
A Krishna.
And there's no other religion that has so much wonderful information about God.
Tady není žádné jiné náboženství, které má tolik úžasných informací o Bohu.
I mean, all the religions, they understand that God is great.
Já tím chci říct, ano, všechny náboženství, oni chápou, že Bůh je veliký.
But they haven't a clue of the greatness of God.
Ale nemají ani ponětí o velikosti Boha.
But we have so much information.
Ale my máme tolik informací.
About Krishna.
O Krishnovi.
And wonderful information.
A úžasné informace.
So many people join because of reading Krishna book.
Tolik lidí se připojilo kvůli čtení Krishna knížky.
And Prabhupada once said that anybody who reads Krishna book, he'll become a devotee.
A Prabhupada řekl, kdokoliv přečte Krishna knížku, tak se stane oddaným. Hmm.
So these books are very much changing the lives of people throughout the world.
Takže tyto knihy, oni opravdu velice mění životy lidí po celém světě.
I'll tell you one interesting story that happened, I heard recently.
Tady je jeden zajímavý příběh, o kterém jsem nedávno slyšel.
In Burma.
V Barmě.
There was one doctor.
Tam byl jeden doktor.
Who worked with the United Nations.
Který pracoval pro OSN.
He is a Hindu.
On je Hindu.
And he had two friends that went to America for some
Sorry, what was that?
So his friends, two friends, Buddhists, they went to America for some business or something. And while there, they met one devotee in the airport. This is back in the 70s.
Takže kamarádi tady toho lékaře z Barmy, tak oni byli buddhisti a jeli do Ameriky a to bylo v 70. letech, tak oni potkali oddané.
And they sold the BTG to.
A ty oddaní jim ukázali Back to Godhead magazín.
So they thought, what are we going to do with this? We're Buddhists.
A oni si říkali, no, co s tím budeme dělat? Teď jsme buddhisti.
So then they thought, oh, we'll give it to our Hindu friend in Burma.
A pak si říkali, no, dáme to tomu našemu Hindu kamarádovi v Barmě.
So they did that. They went back and they gave the BTG to this doctor.
Takže oni se vrátili zpátky a dali ten časopis tomuto doktorovi.
And he accepted it and he took it to his home. He put it on the table there.
Tak on ho přijal a vzal si ho domů a dal si ho tam na stůl.
But he didn't read it.
Ale on ho nečetl.
He had one son that was about 18 years old.
A měl syna, kterému bylo 18.
And he saw the BTG there.
A viděl tam ten časopis.
And he picked it up, just looking through it.
A tak on ho vzal a podíval se dovnitř.
And found it to be quite interesting.
A začal se mu líbit.
So in this magazine, there was a little insert there that you could send off for a free book to Los Angeles and they'll send it to you.
A tady v tomto časopise tak byla no, taková akce, že když vyplníte tuhle kartičku, tak a můžete získat knihu zdarma, kterou vám zašleme.
So he did that.
Tak on to udělal.
And the devotee in Los Angeles that was getting these papers saw the address of Burma and he thought, wow, we never got anybody to send for a book from Burma. This is big.
Takže ten oddaný v Osmělském chrámu, když který měl na starosti vlastně sbírání tady těch lístečků, tak potom uviděl takhle tu adresu z Barmy a říkal si, o, ještě nikdy nepřišlo nic z Barmy, to bude něco velkého.
So there was one devotee in Indonesia who was preaching, I think Bhakti Vikash Swami.
Takže tady byl jeden oddaný v Indonésii, který tam kázal, myslím, že to byl Bhakti Vikash Swami.
But he was a brahmachari at that time.
Ale tenkrát to byl ještě brahmachari.
What was his name then?
Ilapati Das.
So they sent this this address and this paper and a book to Ilapati, and he went to Burma. And at that time, it was so restricted, you could only get a visa for one day.
Takže oni poslali vlastně tu adresu Ilapatimu a brahmacharimu a on potom jel na Barmu, ale bylo to tak striktní, že se tam dalo jet pouze na jeden den.
So he didn't only bring the, it was a coming back that this young man asked for, but Ilapati, he brought a number of other books.
Takže on s sebou nevzal pouze jednu knihu, ale spoustu dalších knih.
Because this is the first time that anyone has shown interest in Burma.
Protože to bylo poprvé, co někdo ukázal, projevil zájem v Barmě.
So he went to this address.
Takže jel na tuto adresu.
And when he got there, this young man wasn't there, but the mother was there, and she invited him. Well, you can wait here. He'll be back soon.
A když tam přijel, tak ten chlapec nebyl doma, ale byla doma jeho matka, tak pozvala hráče dovnitř a aby na něj počkal, že se brzy vrátí.
So about a half hour later he showed up and he was surprised to see a swami in his house.
Takže po nějaké půl hodině tak ten chlapec se vrátil a byl překvapený, když viděl ve svém domě brahmačarínu.
So he thought, wow, these people are they have really good service. I mean, he was shocked.
Takže on byl opravdu šokovaný. On si říkal, páni, tyhle lidi to mají opravdu dobrý služby.
These guys are organized. You know?
Tyhle lidi, oni jsou opravdu organizovaní.
You know, he sends for a book all the way to Los Angeles, and a person comes in, living in, you know, waiting in his house with all. And he had all these books.
On poslal lísteček jenom kvůli jedné knize, ale potom tam byla vlastně osoba a ta měla spoustu těch knih.
So he was so happy.
Tak on byl tak šťastný.
And he happily took all the books and Ilapati was, Prabhu was speaking to him, preaching to him, encouraging him.
Takže on si vzal nadšeně všechny ty knihy a Ilapati Prabhu mu kázal. A mluvil s ním a podporoval ho.
So then he left.
A potom odjel.
Now there's no devotees in Burma. Not one.
A tam nebyl ani jeden oddaný v Barmě.
Very, very restricted there.
A to bylo velice, velice zakázané vlastně.
So he was reading these books and he started chanting from reading the books and he was really getting into Krishna consciousness.
Takže on četl všechny ty knihy a začal chantovat a opravdu se pohroužil do vědomí Kršny.
And then from reading the books he could see that there's centers around not too far away. So he went to Singapore to get trained up.
Takže na základě čtení těch knih tak on pochopil, že nedaleko v Singapuru je centrum a tak se tam vypravil, aby získal nějaký trénink.
Which also wasn't so open.
Což také nebylo příliš otevřená oblast.
But there were some devotees there, so he went there and he stayed for a few months and got kind of trained up in Krishna consciousness.
Ale aspoň tam byli oddaní, tak tam jel a byl tam několik měsíců a nějakým způsobem byl vytrénován ve vědomí Kršny.
So then he went back to Burma and he went to school, went to college, graduated and now he's really absorbed in Krishna though still.
Takže on se vrátil na tu Barmu a vrátil se do školy a odmaturoval a tak dále a dneska je velice pohroužený ve vědomí Kršny.
And then the government restrictions started opening up and he started traveling around preaching.
A potom se postupně uvolnily ta omezení od té vlády a tak on začal cestovat a kázal.
And now there's 12 temples in Burma.
A dnes je 12 chrámů v Barmě.
Because of that one devotee.
Díky tady tomu jednomu oddanému.
One BTG.
Jeden časopis Back to Godhead.
Yeah. BTG went into one hand, went into another hand, neither of them read it, then it went into another hand, the third hand, he read it. And then because of that, that one BTG, the whole country opened up.
Takže to byl jeden časopis, ten šel z jedné ruky do druhé a z druhé ruky do třetí. A nikdo to nečetl, až vlastně ten třetí začal číst ten časopis. A tady z toho jednoho časopisu se otevřela úplně celá země.
So this is the power of book distribution.
Takže toto je síla rozdávání knih.
Or even magazine distribution.
A nebo rozdávání časopisů.
And there's one instance where there was one young man. He was a little bit of a Mayavadi.
A tady je další situace s takovým mladým chlapcem. On byl tak nějak Mayavadi.
Yeah. I'm you, you're me. It's all, we're all one.
Já jsem ty seš já, všichni jsme jedno.
So one friend of his was in San Francisco and a devotee sold him a BTG.
Takže tady jeden jeho kamarád byl v San Francisco a oddaný mu prodal Back to Godhead magazine.
He didn't want it, but he thought anyway, this person's nice.
On ten časopis nechtěl, ale říkal si, no, tak ta osoba je pěkná.
And I'll give it to my friend that's so much into all this mystical stuff.
A já ho dám svému kamarádovi, který je tolik do těch mystických věcí.
So he knocked on his door.
Tak zaklepal na jeho dveře.
And the Mayavadi wouldn't answer.
A ten Mayavadi neodpověděl.
Because I'm you, you're me, so why should I answer the door for me?
Protože ty seš já jsem ty, tak proč bych si měl otvírat dveře?
So then this friend said, I know you're in there, I know you're in there, you're not answering, but anyway, I got this magazine for you.
A tak ten jeho kamarád říká, já vím, že seš vevnitř, no neotvíráš dveře, dobře, ale já tady mám pro tebe tenhle magazín, časopis.
So he left it outside his door.
Tak ho nechal před jeho dveřmi.
And then he went away.
A odešel.
And this young man, he came out and he got the magazine.
A tenhle mladý muž, tak on vylezl a vzal si ten časopis.
And when he saw the picture of Prabhupada,
a když uviděl obrázek Prabhupády,
he paid obeisances.
Tak se poklonil.
He had never paid obeisances before.
Ještě nikdy v životě se nepoklonil.
But just automatically, just naturally, he paid obeisances and he thought of me, this is my guru.
Ale úplně automaticky a přirozeně vzdal poklony a říkal si, tohle je můj guru.
That's Vaisheshika Prabhu.
A to je Vaisheshika Prabhu.
That's how he joined.
A to je, jak on se připojil.
He read that magazine over and over again.
Znovu a znovu četl tento časopis.
And then he went to the temple in San Francisco and joined.
A potom přišel do chrámu v San Francisco a připojil se.
And now he is like the biggest encouragement in book distribution.
A teďka ten no, nejvíce motivující člověk v rozdávání knih.
One magazine.
Jeden časopis.
And now he actually he had one interaction with Prabhupada.
A ve skutečnosti on měl jednu interakci s Prabhupádou.
And Prabhupada told him one thing.
A Prabhupáda mu řekl jednu věc.
Read my books.
Čti mé knihy.
And not only does he read Prabhupada's books like anything, he encourages devotees also like anything.
Nejen, že čte Prabhupádovy knihy úplně úžasným způsobem, ale také podporuje všechny oddané, aby to dělali taky tak.
Like nobody else.
Jako nikdo jiný.
Have you ever heard of this CHAD program?
Slyšeli jste někdy tady o tom CHAD programu?
Chapter a day.
Kapitola za den.
Devotees do that here?
Oddaní to tady dělají?
Some? Anybody?
Some devotees in Czech Republic, yes.
It's a good program, actually.
A to je dobrý program.
We're very good friends, so he got me onto it also.
My jsme dobří přátelé, takže on mě do toho taky dostal.
So just read, you know, when actually Prabhupada, he got that from Prabhupada. Prabhupada instructed many devotees, read a chapter a day, that will be good for you.
Ve skutečnosti Vaisheshika Prabhu to získal od Prabhupády. Prabhupáda instruoval mnoho oddaných. Čti kapitolu denně, to pro tebe bude velice dobré.
So yeah, just you know, sometimes it just takes, yes, you know, some of them are very short, you know, 12 chapter and 15 chapter, you know, just 20 verses, it takes 5 minutes.
Některé z těch kapitol jsou velice krátké, 20 veršů a tak dále, takže to zabere 5 minut přečíst tu kapitolu.
And the longest will take maybe 15 minutes.
A ta nejdelší možná 15 minut.
But it's very good.
Ale je to opravdu dobré.
You really learn the Bhagavad Gita.
Se opravdu naučíte Bhagavad Gitu.
And he learned how to read, how to finish the Bhagavatam in 1 year.
A také učí, jak přečíst Bhagavatam za jeden rok.
From reading, you know, a certain amount of pages every day.
Tím, že čteme určitý počet stran každý den.
If you read 41 pages a day, you read the entire Bhagavatam in a year.
Když budeme číst 41 stran denně, tak přečteme celý Bhagavatam za rok.
So many people are doing this, you know.
A tolik lidí to dělá.
You read the Chaitanya Charitamrita certain pages, you read it in a year, and then the same thing, you know, with all the In Nectar Devotion, all these books.
A takhle stejně to funguje s Chaitanya Charitamritou a Nektarem oddanosti a tak dále.
So. Yeah, he's a great inspiration for the world from that one BTG.
Takže on je opravdu velkou inspirací pro celý svět tady z toho jednoho časopisu Back to Godhead.
So don't underestimate, you know, the power of these books, no matter how small or they are.
Takže nepodceňujme sílu těchto knih, nehledě na to, jak malé jsou.
Of course, Prabhupada he wanted big books distributed because these are the books that people keep.
Samozřejmě Prabhupáda chtěl, aby se rozdávaly velké knihy, protože to jsou knihy, které si lidé nechávají.
More than small books or magazines.
Spíše než malé knihy nebo časopisy.
But still, these are very powerful.
Ale stále tam je obrovská síla.
There's one instance where a young man, student, he was in the New York City subway, and devotees were distributing these little pamphlets, you know, like transcendental teachings of Prahlad Maharaj.
Tady je taky jeden případ oddaného, nebo člověka, který byl v New Yorku v metru, a tam oddaní rozdávali vlastně jenom takový leták, transcendentální učení Prahlada Maharaje, nebo malou knížku.
So he took it home and he thought, yeah, let me hear what the Hare Krishnas have to say.
No tak si vzal ten kousek domů a říkal si, no tak podívám se na to, co ty Hare Krishna chtějí říct.
And he was shocked.
A on byl úplně šokovaný.
Prabhupada is so powerful.
Prabhupada je tak mocný.
You know, he's reading how the people are interested in sense gratification, no better than hogs, dogs, camels and asses.
A Prabhupada tam píše, že lidé se zajímají jenom o smyslový, nebo lidé, kteří se zajímají jenom o smyslový požitek, nejsou lepší než prasata, velbloudi, psy a tak dále.
And this is back in the early 70s when sense gratification, hedonism was just like very prominent.
A tohle se dělo v 70. letech, kdy ten hedonismus tak byl opravdu velice prominentní, to užívání si smyslu.
But he was shocked, but at the same time he was so attracted because Prabhupada was so powerful.
Takže on byl úplně šokovaný, ale zároveň byl velice přitahován, protože Prabhupada je tak mocný.
So he sent for more books.
Takže on si zažádal o další knihy.
From Los Angeles.
Z Los Angeles.
And they were sending them to him.
A oni mu je posílali.
And he was reading Prabhupada's books hours for hours every day.
A on četl Prabhupádovy knihy hodiny a hodiny každý den.
He's just amazed.
Byl úplně ohromený.
And then there was one book that had come out, but they didn't have it in Los Angeles yet, and he was thinking maybe they had it in New York.
A byla tady jedna kniha, která už vyšla, ale ještě ji neměli v Los Angeles, tak on si říkal, tak možná ji mají v New Yorku.
So he knew there was book distributors in New York City, so he went around, he trying to find one, see if he can get the fifth canto, first volume, fifth canto.
Takže věděl, že v New Yorku jsou rozdavači knih, a tak se snažil najít, a kdyby náhodou měli u sebe tady ten pátý zpěv, první díl.
So he found this devotee named Daivi Shakti Mataji.
Takže on našel tady tu oddanou Daivi Shakti Mataji.
And he went up to her and said, I'm looking for this book, fifth canto, part one. I understand that it's out, but they don't have it in Los Angeles. Do you have it here in New York?
A on říká, no, já hledám tady ten pátý zpěv, první díl. Já jsem pochopil, že ta kniha už je vytištěná, ale že ještě nemají v Los Angeles. Nemáte ji náhodou tady v New Yorku?
She said, well, I don't have it here, but I think we might have it at the temple.
A ona říká, no já ji nemám sebou, ale myslím, že ji máme v chrámu.
We can go to the temple.
Můžeme jít do chrámu.
And he said, you're not going to get me to go to the temple.
A on říká, ne. Do chrámu mě nedostaneš.
You see, he had faith in Prabhupada, but not in the devotees.
Protože on měl víru v Prabhupádu, ale ne v oddané.
So she said, okay, that's all right. But anyway, you can give some donation.
Tak ona říká, no dobře, to je v pohodě. Ale tak můžeš dát nějaký příspěvek.
He said, no, I don't have any cash, I don't have my checkbook, I don't have anything.
A on říká, no, já nemám žádný peníze, nemám prostě šekovou knížku, nic.
She said, that's okay, we can go to your flat.
A ona říká, to je v pohodě, můžeme jít k tobě do bytu.
Oh God, all right.
A on říká, oh bože, no tak jo.
So they went to his flat, and he was staying in a high rise. He said, you wait here, and I'll come back.
Takže šli k tomu jeho bytu a on tam bydlel někde v tom vyšším podlaží a tak říká, tak ty počkej tady a já se za chvíli vrátím.
And she was waiting about 15 minutes and then she was thinking, oh, this guy, I think he pulled one on me.
A tak ona čekala asi 15 minut a říkala si, no, ten myslím, že mě asi podvedl. No.
Then he came down.
A potom přišel.
And he said, listen, I'm only going to give you $2,000.
A on říká, no tak poslouchej, já ti dám jenom $2,000.
She said, no, you got to give $5,000.
A ona říká, ne, ty dáš $5,000.
Oh God, all right.
A on říká, oh bože, no tak jo.
Gave $5,000.
A dali $5,000.
This is 1973.
To je v roce 1973.
Which is like, what is that? I don't know, $20,000 now.
To je, jako kdyby dneska dal $20,000.
So, pretty good donation.
To je dobrý příspěvek.
So then, yeah, didn't you get a book?
No a...
He didn't even get a book.
No a on nedostal knihu.
Your name is Daivi Shakti for a good reason.
A její jméno bylo Daivi Shakti z dobrého důvodu.
So, about 2 weeks later, somehow she saw him and she told him, you know, Prabhupada is coming here to New York City.
Takže ona ho viděla a říká mu, no, o 2 týdny později ho potkala a říká mu, víš, on sem přijíždí Prabhupada do města.
And he thought, wow, the author is coming to this city.
A on říká, páni, autor přijíždí sem do města.
I gotta meet this person.
Já se s ním musím setkat.
But he's going to the temple.
Ale on jede do chrámu.
So he thought, anyway, I gotta go.
A tak si říká, no, co se dá dělat, no, musím jít.
So he found out when he was arriving.
Takže on zjistil, když Prabhupada přijížděl.
And he went to the temple and found out where he's going to sit and everything.
Zjistil, kdy Prabhupada kam přijíždí a také zjistil, nebo šel do chrámu a zjistil, kde bude Prabhupada sedět.
So he sat right in front of Prabhupada.
A tak si sedl přímo před Prabhupada.
And Prabhupada was giving the lecture.
A Prabhupada dával lekci.
And Prabhupada spoke so powerfully, so purely.
A Prabhupada mluvil tak mocně a čistě.
He was amazed.
On byl úplně ohromen.
And after the class, he was sitting there and he was thinking, I'm a Hare Krishna.
A po lekci tam seděl a říkal si, já jsem Hare Krishna.
He joined right then.
Přesně v tu chvíli se připojil.
By the power of Prabhupada.
Silou Prabhupádu.
That's Devamrita Swami.
To je Devamrita Swami.
That's how he joined.
To je způsob, jak se připojil.
So he just got that little pamphlet.
A on měl jenom ten letáček nebo knížečku na začátku.
And that was it.
A to stačilo.
Now he preaches so much all over the world, encouraging book distribution like anything.
A teď tolik káže po celém světě a podporuje rozdávání knih obrovským způsobem.
He's probably the best at making Western devotees.
On je pravděpodobně nejlepší ve vytváření západních oddaných.
So Prabhupada once said that this movement is meant to turn asuras into suras.
Takže Prabhupada řekl, že tohle hnutí je založeno za účelem změny asurů na sury.
I think all of us kind of fit in that category.
Myslím, že všichni tak nějak spadáme do téhle kategorie.
We're all doing so many sinful activities.
Dělali jsme tolik hříšných činností.
But now we're taken to Krishna consciousness.
A teďka přijímáme vědomí Krishny.
And thousands and thousands all over the world.
Tisíce a tisíce po celém světě.
There was one interesting thing where there was in Los Angeles. There was one young man. He didn't like the devotees.
V Los Angeles tady byl jeden mladý muž, který neměl rád oddané.
He was a real asura.
On byl opravdový
asura. Break the windows of the temple.
On ničil okna v chrámu.
And he would blaspheme the devotees.
A nadával oddaným.
He's just a real rascal.
Opravdový darebák.
So one morning he was going by and he broke a window.
Takže jedno ráno on šel kolem a rozbil okno.
So one devotee in the temple room, he decided, all right, that's it.
A jeden oddaný v chrámovce, jak si řekl, tak jo, a hotovo.
No more tolerance.
Už ho nebudu tolerovat.
So he went out and he chased this guy down.
Takže vyběhl ven a honil se za tím chlapíkem.
And he beat him up real bad.
A úplně ho zmlátil.
And the guy was actually, he was impressed.
A ten chlapík tak on byl jako ohromen.
Because he thought the devotees were kind of like passive, you know, like peace lovers, you know.
Protože on si myslel, že oddaní to jsou taky pasivní lidi, že to jsou taky milovníci míru.
But he was impressed.
A tak on byl jako úžasný.
Devotees are tough.
Oddaní jsou tvrdáci.
So he became so impressed that he started visiting the temple.
A on byl tak úžasný, že začal chodit do chrámu.
On Sundays.
V neděli.
And he started talking to the devotees.
A začal mluvit s oddanými.
And he got some books.
A získal nějaké knihy.
And he became more and more interested.
A víc ho to zajímalo všechno.
And he wanted to join the temple.
A chtěl se připojit do chrámu.
And the devotees were thinking, well, I don't know about that.
A oddaní se říkali, no, tak nevím, no.
But he kept visiting, and eventually they said, all right, he's gotten purified, he wants to join, all right.
Ale on pořád chodil do chrámu, a tak oni viděli, no, on se očišťuje, dobře, no, tak ať se připojí.
So he joined, and he was doing different services.
Tak se připojil a dělal různé služby.
And then he heard about book distribution.
A pak slyšel o rozdávání knih.
And he started distributing books.
A začal rozdávat knihy.
And he became the number one book distributor in the world.
A stal se rozdávačem číslo jedna na celém světě.
Ruchidas. Prabhupada disciple.
Prabhupádův žák.
So here he was a big demon, you know, breaking the windows and harassing the devotees. And he became a huge book distributor.
On byl velký démon, on rozbíjel okna a nadával oddaným a potom se stal obrovským rozdávačem knih.
So Lord Chaitanya is very merciful.
Takže pán Chaitanya je opravdu velice milostivý.
So yeah, we just have to get the knowledge out and so many asuras will become suras.
Takže my stačí, když to poznání dáme ven a tolik asurů se změní v sury.
Srila Prabhupada, he once said that this movement can't be stopped.
Srila Prabhupada jednou řekl, že toto hnutí se nedá zastavit.
It's too late.
Už je pozdě.
The books are out there.
Knihy jsou venku.
Even there was one instance in Russia.
Tady je jeden případ v Rusku.
Where one person gave a science of self-realization to a friend of his.
Kdy jeden oddaný dával, nebo jedna osoba dávala vědecké poznání duše svému kamarádovi.
And this person read it and was so impressed with the book. He read it over and over again.
A ta osoba četla tu knížku a byl tak úžasný a tak ho to zajímalo, že tu knihu četl stále a stále dokola.
And Prabhupada expressed in this book at some point where this knowledge is so important it should be distributed throughout the world.
A Prabhupada v té knížce někde zmiňuje, že to poznání je tak důležité, že by mělo být rozšířeno po celém světě.
So this person, he was a businessman, he was a successful businessman, so he thought, well, let me do what I can. So he went out and he got 200 books printed.
Takže ta osoba, on to byl ve skutečnosti úspěšný obchodník, a tak si říká, no dobře, tak já udělám co nejvíc budu moci a vytiskl 200 tady těch knížek.
And he was going out and he was distributing.
On chodil ven a rozdával ty knihy.
And then some devotees from Moscow were on traveling Sangotan and they went to the city.
A potom nějací oddaní z Moskvy, tak oni jeli zrovna kolem na Sankirtan a dostali se do toho města.
And as they were distributing, they met some people that, oh no, I got one of these just a couple days ago.
A tak jak rozdávali ty knihy, tak potkali nějaké lidi a ti lidé říkali, no já tuhle knížku zrovna před pár dny dostal.
So the devotees said, oh, there's already some Sankirtan devotees here.
A tak ti oddaní se říkali, aha, tak tady už jsou nějací Sankirtan oddaní.
So they just continued distributing.
Tak oni prostě jenom pokračovali v tom rozdávání knih.
Met some other people that had gotten books.
Potkali další lidi, kteří už měli ty knihy.
So, Prabhu. So, he was, or these Sankirtan devotees were still going around distributing.
Takže ti to oddaní pořád tak nějak byli kolem a rozdávali knihy.
And then they found this person distributing books.
A potom objevili tady tu osobu, která rozdává knihy.
And they went up to him and said, Hari Bol Prabhu.
Tak šli za ním a říkali, Hari Bol Prabhu.
And he said, what's that? What's Hari Bol?
A on říká, co to je? Co to je Hari Bol?
You're distributing books and you don't know Hari Bol Prabhu?
Ty rozdáváš knihy a ty neznáš Hari Bol Prabhu?
What temple are you from?
Z jakého jsi chrámu?
Temple? There's temples?
Chrámu? Tady jsou chrámy?
You're distributing books, you don't know Hari Bol Prabhu, you don't know temples? How is this possible?
Ty rozdáváš knihy a ty nevíš, co to je Hari Bol Prabhu? Ty nevíš, že jsou chrámy? Jak je to možný?
So he said, well, a friend of mine gave me this book and I liked it. In the book it says that this knowledge should be distributed. Yeah. So I printed some books and now I'm distributing.
No, kamarád mi dal knížku, mně se líbila, v té knize je napsáno, že by to poznání se mělo šířit. No tak jsem nějaké vytiskl a šířím.
So these Sankirtan devotees are just like... couldn't believe it.
Takže ti to Sankirtan oddaní, oni byli úplně v šoku, oni tomu prostě nemohli věřit.
And they told him about the different temples around Russia.
A tak mu řekli o těch různých chrámech v Rusku.
And he was so happy to hear.
A on byl tak šťastný, že o tom slyší.
Became a devotee.
Stal se oddaným.
So here's an example. Never took prasad, never saw a devotee, nothing. But he became a book distributor.
Příklad on. Nikdy nejedl prasádem, nikdy neviděl oddané, ale stal se rozdavačem knih.
This is the power of Prabhupada's books.
A tohle je síla Prabhupádových knih.
Okay, any question or comment?
Jako otázky nebo koment.
Okay, yeah.
I'm interested that sometimes when we distribute books, there are other people who somehow join in, like when we enter shop, I offer books to one person, and that person calls all the other or takes the book to show them. So they are just coincidental book distributors just for one time. I wonder about their benefit for them. Which is that?
Takže já jsem se ptal, že občas, když třeba rozdáváme knížky v obchodech, nebo se občas stane, že někomu rozdáváme knížky, ale ta osoba si nevezme knížku, ale začne to nabízet svým kolegům nebo známým a tak dále rovnou, že jako nabízí tu knihu. Tak se ptám, jaký je jako pro ně prospěch.
So much benefit.
Tak velký prospěch.
I'll tell you an amazing thing that happened to me at the university.
Jedna úžasná věc, která se mi stala na univerzitě.
I was distributing at a book table.
Já jsem rozdával od stolu.
And these two guys came to the table.
A dva kluci přišli k tomu stolu.
And they were kind of joking.
A oni si tak nějak dělali srandu.
And one guy says, "Hey, my friend here is Zach. He wants to be a Hare Krishna."
Jeden říká, "Hele, tady můj kamarád Zach, tak on chce být Hare Krishna."
I said, "No, he's not ready. Too many material desires."
Já mu říkám, "Ne, ne, ne, on má příliš mnoho hmotných tužeb."
So we were joking.
Tak jsme tak nějak vtipkovali.
I picked up on their mood, you know.
Já jsem se tak nějak předal do té jejich nálady.
So then I said, "Wait, guys, check this out. It's interesting." You know.
A jim říkám, "Hele, mrkněte na tohle, to je docela zajímavé."
So I showed them the Bhagavad Gita.
Tak já jsem jim ukázal Bhagavad Gitu.
And one of them said, "Hey, actually, this is kind of interesting."
A on jeden říká, "No, ve skutečnosti to je docela zajímavý."
Yeah, I'd like to get one of these.
Já bych rád tuhle jednu knihu měl.
But I don't have any money.
Ale já nemám žádný peníze.
So his friend Zach said, "Don't worry, I'll pay for it."
A ten Zak říká, neboj se, já to zaplatím.
Right. He gave $20.
A on dal $20.
So I said, "Zach, you gave enough for two books. Why don't you take one too?"
Tak já mu říkám, Zako, ty jsi dal dost za obě knihy, tak proč bys taky jednu nevzal?
He said, "No, I'm an atheist."
A on říká, ne, 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 já jsem ateista.
I'll never read it.
Já ji nikdy nebudu číst.
I said, "Well, then, Zach, give it to a friend."
A tak říkám, Zako, dej to svýmu kamarádovi.
All right, I can do that.
No dobře, to můžu udělat.
So they were both walking away with the Bhagavad Gitas.
Tak oba odešli s Bhagavad Gitama.
And one person. One student came and he was enthusiastically walking towards the table, and this Zach said, "Well, listen, hey, you know, do you want this book? You can have this book if you want."
Takže tady přichází další osoba k tomu stolečku a on byl nadšený a ten Zach mu říká, "Hele, chceš tuhle knížku? Vem si tu knížku."
So the guy said, "Really? You can give me this book?"
A ten nový říká, "Opravdu ty mi chceš dát tu knihu?"
Said, "Yeah, it's for you."
A on říká, "Jo, jo, to je pro tebe."
So the guy was in ecstasy.
Takže ten chlapec byl úplně v extázi.
So here an atheist.
Takže on byl ateista.
Became a book distributor.
A stal se rozdávačem knih.
Gave one to his friend, and gave one to this person he'd never seen before.
Dal jednu svému kamarádovi a druhou téhle osobě, kterou nikdy dřív neviděl.
So the benefit he gets for that is just like inconceivable.
Takže ten benefit, ten prospěch, který z toho získává, je úplně neuvěřitelný.
Yeah, sometimes we meet people that just, they're just like, "Wow, this is nice. Yeah, can I help you out? Can I, you know?" Yeah, that happens.
Takže občas potkáváme lidi, kteří jako říkají, "No, tohle je pěkný, můžu ti nějak pomoct?"
Krishna sees that.
A Krishna to vidí.
To their eternal benefit.
A to je na jejich věčný prospěch.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hare Krishna, when I was somewhere in west part of Chikrabalok, I was distributing book. I find our book in container, and I show one devotee, and he was very sad. And I told him, no, you should be not sad. I told him, at least someone didn't burn, and it is useful. And I took this book.
And this is before you joined.
No.
When he was distributing books.
Okay.
Somebody distributed some person, and he found it in dustbin.
So somebody else found the book in the dustbin.
He found it in dustbin.
He found it in dustbin. Okay.
He took the book.
And I told Andra, don't be sad. This is good, and it is still someone can read, and I will share with whoever interested this book. And I take book, and I keep this in my basic few days. And I was meditating. I told one day I will meet very.
I lost it. I don't know.
Yeah, because he is not speaking English. He speaks combination of English, Czech, and
Turkish.
He's Turkish.
Okay.
He has to learn Czech. So when he speaks, partially Czech and partially English.
Can
so
you translate?
Instead of a card, he says vozík, and like that he's not conscious about
it. Translate.
Yeah, he's just saying that he took that this book was damaged in the dustbin. So another devotee was sad. Oh, this is wrong. And he said, oh, you should not be sad. Maybe it has some purpose, so he took it and kept that book in that cart where he carries books in the trolley.
Then I visit one town and I was distributing book. One lady approached me, please can you give me some book? I don't have money. And I told him, oh Krishna, now this time came. I took book and I offered her, madam, can you read this book? This is the best book in the world. And she thought, I don't have money. I told him, no problem, this book already write for you. God already
write
this, you take, and I was very happy. And I started
with
a lot of
books. Very good. Thank you. Huh? Is there any amazing Czech Republic stories anybody would like to say?
Actually, he has many. he's one of the best book distributors, but he started without speaking Czech.
What's his name?
Tahir,
he's number two, right?
He was in this marathon.
He was number two. Yeah. Fired up.
Once happened just this Prabhupada marathon. In Ostrava, he met one person, young boy. And he came to him and he was a little offensive and like atheistic and like that. And he said to him, this is the best book in the world. These are the best books in the world. I don't believe how you can say these are the best books in the world. Okay, you can do that. We can do the test. Take this book, sit there, read it, and if you don't like it, you can give it to me back, and if you like it, you can buy it. And that man came after 10 minutes or something, and he came and said, these are really the best books in the world. And he bought like 3 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam and many books and started coming here. Now he is a little influenced by his girlfriend. She is Christian, she doesn't like it. But at the time it was really...
Wow, very nice, very good. Another thing is that when we're distributing, sometimes people, they're showing a little bit of interest, but then they become, so many times I tell them, well, listen, just open it up and see what it says to you.
Taky se stává, že když rozdáváme knihy, tak lidé jsou nadšení a potom to nadšení tak nějak ochladne. A tak já jim říkám, no prostě si tu knihu otevři a koukni se, co ti říkám.
I just did this in Munich just about a week ago. One person, he was showing a little interest, but he said, nah, I won't read it. Well, I said, listen, just open it up. And he opened it up, and he read one verse from the Bhagavad Gita. He said, all right, I'll take it.
A to se mi stalo v Mnichově před pár týdny, tak já jsem rozdával knihy a potkal jsem osobu a byl nejdřív nadšený, a pak ne, já to nebudu stejně číst. Já mu říkám, tak poslouchej. Prostě tu knihu někde otevře a koukni se do ní. Tak on otevřel, přečetl jeden verš a nakonec si tu knihu vzal.
Krishna and Prabhupada are the best book distributors.
Krishna a Prabhupada, to jsou ti nejlepší rozdavači knih.
After our attempt doesn't work, then...
Když nefunguje naše úsilí, tak potom...
Anything else? Any other amazing story? Anybody like that? That's pretty good there. Come on, Sankirtan.
Yes,
ma'am. Yeah.
No, this is not a story actually from Czech Republic, because I'm originally from Ukraine, but it's also how books, they work like time bombs.
From where?
From Ukraine, from Crimea. I'm originally from
You're
Crimea.
From Ukraine?
Yeah. So that's also when I was 10 maybe or 9, I met devotees in my city. They had some festival there. They were singing and distributed some prasadam and I'm not sure. And I've just seen them. I just stopped there for maybe 5 or 10 minutes and I just heard Mahamantra and I said, okay, what is Hare Krishna? Okay, anyway, then I go away. And after 5 or 6 years, I found Bhagavad Gita on the attic in my place with my father, and I asked him, what is this book? And he said, this is Bhagavad Gita, I don't know, you can try to read it, I didn't understand it. And I started to read Bhagavad Gita, and I was like, immediately start to
read everything,
what this is the best book in the world, everything.
You were 16?
I was 16, yeah, or 15 maybe even. And then I found few more books, even before, I didn't met devotees. I just found in some, you know, this second-hand book store somewhere, and I found more Prabhupada's books. And after years, when I was maybe 19, I came back to Ukraine and asked my father, where did you get this Bhagavad Gita? And he told me, because he is constructor, he told me that he helped to devotees to construct this scene for this festival. But I met devotees when I was 9 or 10 years old. And they gave him some money and gave him this Bhagavad Gita. Uh-huh. So after, you know, 6 or 5 years, I found this Bhagavad Gita and I joined because of this Bhagavad Gita.
Uh-huh.
It's interesting. It's like time bomb, you know. He didn't read it, but I read it.
6 years later.
Yeah, once I was distributing door to door, village. And there was a house in the middle of the village, and there was one man, he was a hunter. And he was outside of the house, and I asked, I have the books, and he was very angry and naughty, and he just said bad words to me, and don't come here close, and just, it came out that he's not living in that house, that there are his parents living inside, but he did not want to allow me anything. So I was distributing, continuing, and then I was going back to the car. Again, I was passing this house, and I was thinking, still the parents are there. I was thinking how to give them the mercy, and I saw that the car which was in front of the house disappeared. So I thought, okay, maybe the man is away. So I knocked the door, and his wife opened to me. And she said, oh, this is not our house, there are our parents inside. So, and she was completely of different mood, so she said that I can go alone to visit them, that they cannot walk, they cannot sit, they can just lie on the bed. So I went in, and then in the corridor there was the boar hanging from the ceiling, and the blood was dropping into the bucket, and he was cut into half. That man probably... Well, it was the hunter, so he had this big boar there. So I had to squeeze around because there was no space with the books inside. And then I came into the bedroom of those parents, and I explained that I'm a monk and I distribute these books about God and spiritual life. And if they would be interested, they can take some books and give some nice donation. So they opened the, drawer, yeah. And took out 1,000 Czech crowns, which is quite a lot for the so old people. And so I brought the first 3 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam for them, and some soft books. So they were very happy, and they received, they couldn't do anything, they just lied on the bed, and the Srimad Bhagavatam just appeared, just probably very few days before their death, probably, or maybe months. So that was just, I was thinking that if Krishna wouldn't inspire me to get there when I was passing by, they wouldn't get any book, but in this way they got a whole set of books, and these books are there, maybe who knows where they are now. Maybe some of our children.
I was one year ago, I was one of Czech city, I met one man. He was next to some authentic shop and he was trying to buy something, but owner lady, she was in the lunch, and I wanted to visit this shop as well. I wanted to offer her a book, maybe she would interest, and I was waiting there. Then I met that person, because I know Hare Krishna, I want to tell you some story, would you like to believe me? I told him, okay, let's start. And he told me 10 years ago, his father was visiting some shop. He parked his car, and one he met one devotees, and he bought two books. One is Krishna book, and one is Bhagavad Gita or some other book. Then he, after he make shop, then he returned the car, and he sit down, and he get heart attack. And he called Krishna book and this book, and he died. And when police came, or these people came, they couldn't believe what had happened this man. And he hold books, and he died like this. And the man told me, what I think like this? I told him, it was a very wonderful story, and I never heard. And I told him, your father is a very saintly man. Before died 10 seconds, he went to spiritual world. He took Krishna book. And man was very, he was a little bit, he didn't know it, what will happen to my opinion. I tried to tell him positive thing. He was very happy and he buy Bhagavad Gita.
Mm-hmm.
He gave nice explanation.
An auspicious way to leave the world. Just seva. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.
Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai.